Masechet Avot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Amar Biyose ben Kismar, Biyose ben Kismar said, Pa'am ahat hayiti mehalech baderech, upaga bi adam ehad, venatan li shalom, vehehezarti lo shalom. One time, I was walking on the way, and I ran into a man, and that man said hello to me, and I said hello back to him. Amar li, ribi, me'ezim makom ata, he asked me, Rabbi, from what place are you? Where do you live? Amarti lo, mi'ir gedola shel hachamim ve'sofrim ani. He said, I am from a large city of hachamim and of scribes, a city of Torah. Amar li, ribi, retzonecha shetadur imanu bimkomenu. And the man told him, our Rabbi, we'd love for you if you came and you lived by us. You moved and you made our town your new home. Vani etedcha elef alafim dinere zahab avanim tovot u'margaliot. And the man told him, I'll give you thousands and thousands of dinarim, a lot of money, gold, precious stones and pearls. Amarti lo beni imatano teni kol hakesef vezahav avanim tovot u'margaliot sheba'olam eni dar ela bemakom Torah. And the rabbi answered him back, my son, even if you give me all of the gold, all the silver, all the precious stones in the world, I'll only live in a place of Torah where there are other talmidei hachamim and other rabbis who are there who could help me in my studies. Because when a person passes away, no silver, nor gold, no precious stones, no pearls accompany him to Olam Haba. Ela Torah u'ma'asim tovim bilvad. The only thing that goes with the person is his Torah study and his mitzvot and his good deeds. Shene'emar, like the Pasuk tells us in Mishle, Bihit halikha tanhe otach b'shoch b'echa tishmor alecha v'akitzota hi tesihecha. The Pasuk is three different parts. When you travel, talking about the Torah, it will guide you. When you lie down, it will protect you. And when you wake up, it will speak for you. What the Pasuk here is talking about is three different stages of a person's existence. When you travel in this world, it will guide you. That's talking about Olam Hazeh. When a person is in this world, he makes his way to the world to come. The Torah becomes his guide. So it'll always be there for him in this world. When you lie down, which is talking about the grave, Torah study will protect the person. When you wake up, it's talking about the world to come, which is Tehayat HaMetim. It will speak for you. What will give testimony on your behalf to awaken it, Tehayat HaMetim, is the Torah study that you've done during your lifetime. David Melech Israel, and David HaMelech in the book of Tehillim wrote this as well. Tov li Torah picha me'alfei zahav v'chesef. The Torah of your mouth is better for me than thousands in gold and in silver. That even if a person wants to rationalize, you know what, I'll have so much money, I'll be able to do so many mitzvot, so many good things with that money, no matter what, a person cannot exile himself from a place of Torah. It's a rationalization that doesn't make sense. The number one thing that'll help you get there is the study of Torah as well. Ve'omer, we say in Haggai, Li'a kesef ve'li'a zahav ne'um Adonai Sevaot. Hashem says, the silver and gold is mine, is the word of Hashem, who is the God of Sevaot. We understand from here, even if a person thinks, you know what, let me rationalize even once more. I have to figure out a way to get this money to make sure that these ma'asim tovim happen, that these acts of charity can happen. I'll do a lot of mitzvot with the money that I attain from becoming the rabbi of this town. Answers the pasuk over here, no. The money's not yours to make a decision with how it's going to happen. It's Hashem's money. And if Hashem wants these actions, these good deeds to happen, these chasadim to happen, he'll figure it out. It's not your obligation, it's not your responsibility to ensure that these types of good deeds occur. Your responsibility primarily is to be a Ben Torah and somebody who's a Talmid Hacham, and always to stay amongst people who are pursuing that same goal.